Welcome to UPS Logistics of the Game. I'm Raven Toronto here with Coach Smith. Coach, you open up on the road at Arrowhead Stadium, a place that's notoriously known for being one of the toughest places to play. It gets up to 120 decibels loud. What's the key components going into an atmosphere like that for this team?
Well, I think for us offensively, Raven, we've got to be able to communicate in the noise. And sometimes that's going to even force us to do things with hand signals and not be able to communicate verbally simply because it's that loud for our offense. So it's going to be very important that we communicate and make sure that we're all on the same page.
Let's talk about defense. The Kansas City secondary, it's known to be very strong. Does that affect the Falcons' passing attack?
No, I don't think so. They're very talented, especially at the safety position. And Eric Berry, he's very opportunistic football player that can play near the box and in the deep middle as well. So it's going to be very important for us to see how they're trying to displace their defensive backs. And when we get a good read, we've got to make sure that we put the ball in the right spot.
All right. When you watch film on the Kansas City offense, what do you see in Matt Cassel? And do you see them establishing the run game early on?
Well, I think Matt Cassel is a very good quarterback, but I do believe that they'll try to establish the run. I think they have an outstanding 1-2 punch in terms of they've got number 25 Jamal Charles, that can run the ball on the outside, and he's a great cutback runner. And then 40 Peyton Hillis is a guy that is very effective between the tackles, runs well behind his pads.
Let's talk about Matt Bosher. He's been a model of consistency in this preseason. How important is it to win the field position battle when you're on the road?
Oh, you've got to. The two big things in games on the road is, one, you can't turn the football over, and then two is you've got to win the field position battle. And Matt's done a very nice job in both areas that we count on him, and that's kicking the ball off. He's been kicking it extremely well deep into the end zone. And his punting, especially in the Jacksonville game, was outstanding. His inside the 50 punts were great. We downed him on the 1 and 4 yard line. And if you have to go 99 or 96 yards as an offense, it's difficult to do. So Matt's done some real good things, and we anticipate he'll continue to do it as we start the season.
Coach, thanks, and good luck in Kansas City.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for joining us for our UPS Logistics of the Game. Join us next week when we preview the Broncos.